Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. There we go. bring up my mic a little bit. Hey, welcome everybody. Glad to have you here at the Adventures of Recovery here at KVHS 101.9 FM, where I get to be with you every Tuesday as your host, Dom Walston. And we talk about recovery. And I usually have a guest with me every Tuesday at 1:30. It's only a half-hour show, 1:30 to 2, and, you know, we interview interesting people on the island here and about what they're all about and what their definition is of recovery. It could be anything. So we're going to start out today by, first of all, telling you about a couple of things going on the island of Vashon, the very healing vortex here of the Salish Sea vicinity. Hey, as many of you know, I am a counselor at Vashon Youth and Family Services, and we have a very, very thorough website. If you ever want to sign on and see what's going on and what kind of services we offer, feel free to do that at www.vashonyouthandfamilieservices. And right now we have going on what's called the virtual workshop series, and we're about two-thirds through with that right now. And just to let you know what's coming up next on that, it's going to be November 13th, which will be tomorrow, from 10 a.m. until noon. And that topic is called The Balance of Poverty, with the host, Drayton Jackson. And if you want to know a little bit more about that, just go on to the Voice or the Family Vashon, Vashon. Okay, Vashon Youth and Family Services website. And while you're at the website, if you wouldn't mind, we want to find out, we go through this every year, we want to find out how best we can serve the community here at Vashon. There's a lot of great social services, and we want to be as effective as possible meeting all of your needs here on the island. And while you're on the website of Vashon Youth and Family Services, there is a survey that you can take. And if you just click on either the English form or the Spanish form, you can complete the survey for us. It's all anonymous, but we just want to find out, you know, are you a resident of Vashon? Kind of what your age group is? What kind of needs do you have that we can provide for you? And there's a lot of different categories. It only takes about 5-10 minutes to get through the whole thing. And, you know, we offer everything from substance abuse, addiction services, about different support groups, about some of the various areas that we would like to know if you need help with, mental health counseling, medical issues, child care, parenting support, language access, transportation, employment supports. You know, where do you need help? Where do you need support in your life? And that's all a part of recovery. And once again, I'll reiterate, recovery doesn't necessarily mean substance. It means how to best improve your life and live a more fulfilling and happy life. We're going to address a couple things today about coming up over the holidays, which are right in front of us, and how sometimes those can be viewed as a festive time of year, but on the other hand, perhaps not so festive for some of us. And sometimes it involves over-imbibing in alcohol or even drugs. And we're going to give you some tips today on maybe how you can be your best over the holidays. All right? So before we address that, I just want to remind everybody that there's a lot of help for people that might have issues with substance use, alcohol use. And one of the things that we offer at Vashon Youth and Family Services is drug and alcohol assessments. I'm the drug and alcohol guy at Vashon Youth and Family Services, and I'm there to support you in maybe your choice to make some positive changes in your life in that area. And I'll be happy to do a full assessment with you. All you have to do is call us, and we will schedule you an appointment, fill out an intake form, and we can take it from there. Or if you just want to come in for a consultation, to have a chat with somebody that, well, I can only speak for myself, that hasn't put a mind-altering substance in my body for, well, since 1991, which is probably longer than some of you have even been on this planet. But I believe I've been kind of granted a new lease on life, and it's worked out quite well, coming from a bartender for 20 years here to what I've now have been a drug and alcohol counselor for the last, actually, 20 or so years already. It's gone by really fast, and I'm lucky enough to work at an agency right here on Vashon and be able to meet a lot of you folks in person and work with you. And if you're not really feel like you're ready for an assessment, I mean, if you get a nudge from the judge with a DUI or something like that, then you're kind of obligated to take advantage of some personal counseling and even maybe some what we call outside self-help support groups. And on the island, they usually come in the form of either NA groups or AA groups. And there's so many different paths to recovery. There's also a lot of Zoom online meetings if you don't feel like going to a live meeting, or if you can't get out to one. There's if you just look up AA.org on your computer, I mean, you're going to find out meetings all over the world. You could tune into a meeting in London, a Zoom meeting in London if you wanted to. But there's also Zoom meetings that are local right here. And there's a lot of live meetings, too, every day of the week. In fact, let's see, today's Tuesday, so we have a 7 p.m. live meeting at the Presbyterian Church, okay? And then on Wednesdays, there's a noon meeting. It's called a big book study, and that's on Bank Road. There's a 7 p.m. meeting at the Presbyterian Church. On Thursdays, there's meetings. On Friday, there's a men's live meeting at 7 p.m. at the Vashon Lutheran Church. And there's, you know, there's meetings every day of the week over here. And if you would like a schedule, I keep these schedules current, and they are available right at the front entrance on the information rack at Vashon Youth and Family Services. They're bright yellow, and they're updated as often as necessary. So stop in and help yourself. And if I happen to be in the office that day, pop in, and I'd love to meet you and say hi to you and you know, get to know you a little bit. I'm still getting to know a lot of great people on this island. So, one of the ways that we can help our mental health, and I'll tell you what, over the last couple of weeks, a lot of people have been not necessarily going to the extent of crashing and burning, but some of us have been affected with our moods or our mental health. And one of the ways I've found that really helps myself and a lot of other people, so I've been told, is music. Music is can be a great, great way to change your frame of mind. And oftentimes you can pick a song with lyrics that really speak to you. When I got clean and sober, way back, I picked a couple of songs, one of which is the theme song I use for my show every week here by a band called R.E.M., some of you are familiar, some of you are not, but it's a song that was, it's called Shiny Happy People. And that's kind of what I saw in other people in recovery that I got to meet. They seemed to have a genuine zeal and joy for life that maybe they hadn't seen in a while. It certainly is kind of what opened up my eyes to a life of recovery. And so that's why I chose that song. Another song that was quite popular when I got sober was by Michael Jackson, and it was called "If You Want to Make a Change for a Better Place, Take a Look in the Mirror and Make That Change." And you can YouTube that song anytime, but it's got a lot of really positive messages because change starts from within. Recovery is an inside job, and oftentimes it's going to involve changing our perspective on things, our attitude about life, and just a lot of personal choices that we're going to choose to make. There's another song that I remember from way back in the day that doesn't even have any lyrics, but it's just a really beautiful song by Barry White, Love Unlimited Orchestra, and it's called "Love's Theme." See what you think of this. Come on, get up. You know you want to jam out a little bit. Well, there you go. That is Barry White. I know I'm dating myself right now, but Barry White goes back to the 90s, believe it or not, and some really, really good music from back then. How many of you were getting out of your chair and jamming out a little bit to that? It's hard to sit still when you hear stuff like that. And if you want to hear more Barry White and his Love Unlimited Orchestra, just go to YouTube and Google some of his stuff, some of his lyrics. Usually you'd hear Barry White talking way back, way low, in a very low and kind of provocative voice. But anyway, music can be very healing in so many different ways. So earlier in the show, we talked about, well, let's see, maybe if I drink a little less over the holidays, it could actually be more memorable and maybe better for all parties concerned. Hey, some people can just, you know, have a beverage, have a little, tainted eggnog or some kind of alcohol drink over the holidays. And so some of us can't, you know, for some of us, we're just wired a little bit different. And for people like myself, one drink usually just kind of primes the pump a little bit for a lot more. And usually it's a lot more than, well, let's just put it this way. I've got some motivations here that might help you if you choose to drink less over the holidays. One big one is, well, you'd be able to avoid hangovers, okay? How about avoiding embarrassing yourself? Sometimes, I don't know if you can ever relate to getting that phone call the next day with somebody saying, do you know what you did last night? The kind of phone call that I never appreciated getting, nor did I really want to hear what they had to say. So another motivation to help you drink less could be avoid breaking the law. Several of my clients that I see got into that kind of a situation and got a little nudge from the judge to have to come and see me once a week or sometimes once every 2 weeks, and in some cases, numerous times per week. Drinking less is going to help you save money. And actually, believe it or not, it's going to help you sleep better too. Sometimes you think, I just need to have a cocktail so I can go to bed, or a nightcap, if you will. But actually you're going to find that if you do stop drinking, your sleep patterns might be a little wacky for a little while, but all in all, you're going to sleep better by not drinking. It's also a good motivator to, help you lose weight if that's a goal for you over the holidays, or if it's many people's goal for New Year's resolutions. But you can start a little bit early, start ahead of time, get a jump start on that. And let's see here, it's going to improve your safety, probably contribute to improving your family health. And here's a good one, to avoid unintended pregnancy. Okay, reduce my risk for long-term health problems, improve relationships with family or friends, and actually it's going to probably allow you to perform better at work or in school. So, the goal you can set yourself, actually, we call it harm reduction in the recovery field, if you want to just reduce. Well, you could just set a goal for having 3 or 4 fewer drinks per week, should you choose to. Now, the national average, if you're kind of curious about what is normal and what is not normal, well, I'll tell you what. A person, let's see, I had some statistics here where it says 3 in 6 people actually don't drink at all. That's half of the population do not. When you're involved in drinking or partying, it seems like everybody's doing it because that's kind of your culture. It's kind of the environment you tend to hang out in and that you're drawn towards. So 3 in 6 people do not drink. Now 1 in 6 people drink in moderation. And 2 in 6 people, that's a third of the population, exceed moderate drinking. So it's no wonder that the alcohol sold at the liquor stores is such a big commodity, especially over the holidays. It's promoted everywhere you look. And if your partner or if you may be pregnant, there is no known safe amount of alcohol to drink while being pregnant. So that's another important factor for you to keep in mind. When we talk about it contributing and affecting your health, well, drinking in the categories that lead to excessive drinking, you're increasing your risk for cancer, for liver disease, for high blood pressure, stroke, heart disease, and digestive problems, mental health conditions, and poor sleep. So if you're especially dealing with mental health issues, the first thing you might want to try is, if you are indulging in a lot of alcohol, see if you can take care of that issue first. Because some situations, miraculously, will tend to even out a little bit more, or at least make them manageable if you're not contributing to putting alcohol in your system on a regular basis. Okay? Because alcohol is it is a mind-altering drug just because it's in liquid form. I heard a lot of people in the past saying, well, at least I don't do drugs. Well, alcohol is very much of a drug. It's a mind-altering substance. It just comes in a legal form, and it comes in liquid form. So, you know, you kind of have to face reality with that. So what are we going to do to deal with stress? Because that's the reason a lot of us would drink. Well, maybe pick up a new hobby or revisit an old one. Sometimes when we started drinking heavily, we let go of a lot of things. A lot of things were put on hold, including maybe our spirituality, our own mental and emotional growth. Pick up a new hobby or revisit an old one. Painting, board games, playing a musical instrument, woodworking. There's so many things that you can do. Join the gym. You know, Vashon, we have a really great gym with tons of programs. Some of our group classes, some of them are individual trainings. You're just join the gym and go take a sauna there. Go for a swim. Go for a soak. Other activities include exercise, great alternatives to drinking that can reduce stress, hiking. We live in one of the most beautiful states in the nation, and they're ample. I mean, how many of you have not seen the Troll yet? You know, head out and see the Troll. Go to the lighthouse. Take the ferry over to Tacoma, over to Seattle, over to Port Orchard. So, to unwind at the end of the day, instead of having a drink, go for a walk. Connect with nature. Or chat with a friend or a family member. And you might want to start monitoring your feelings. When you're worried, lonely, or angry, you may be tempted to reach for a drink. Well, try to find a new, healthier way to cope with stress, including staying active, even meditating, or talking to friends and family. You know, there's a lot of resources designed to promote emotional well-being and resiliency of people affected by stress, grief, and loss. And remind yourself what motivated you to drink in the first place and what is motivating you to drink less. Okay? Watch for peer pressure from people who encourage you to drink. Let's say you are there's a lot of social functions going on over the holidays. So a couple of tips to help you out is, you know, you can always have something else in your hand. It doesn't have to be a beverage, including alcohol. You know, have a glass of club soda. Drop a lime in it, and people will think you're drinking. They're not going to ask you, why aren't you drinking if you turn down an alcoholic beverage? It's kind of funny because they think something's wrong with you. You're not drinking? What's wrong? It's like, well, there's nothing wrong. I just want to stay sober today. But there's a lot of different things you can say, like I'm driving, I'm taking medication, my doctor advises me not to, I'm on a diet. I mean, first of all, quite frankly, it's nobody else's business, but if you need an excuse or a reason, there's a lot that you can choose from. And it's good to kind of plan that scenario out beforehand, do a little bit of role playing maybe. So plan ahead. Plan some activities. Plan an escape route as well for certain social or family activities. If it gets to be that uncomfortable, then it's okay to leave. You know? It's okay to leave. You don't have to feel like you need to stay till the very last minute of the party or the function. So you might even have to cut off some connections that might not be healthy for you. Okay? You might want to think about maybe not keeping alcohol in your home. And we mentioned it briefly, but practicing how to say no politely. You know, you shouldn't feel obligated to accept every drink you're offered. And you can also plan social outings or places that don't serve alcohol. Spend more time with family or friends who will support you in drinking less. One of the reasons that 12-step live meetings are so effective is because you're increasing your sober social circle of friends that you can call for support if needed, or that actually have some activities to do that don't take place in a bar. I thought if I was going to be sober the rest of my life, would I ever have fun? Because I always equated fun with pretty much going out and kind of getting trashed. Not everybody was like that, but that was kind of my habit and my thing. And when I got to 12-step groups, I found a close group of friends that, my gosh, I go on trips with nowadays. There's a lot of activities, the social things that we do. Because if sobriety was boring, who the heck would want to do it? So re-remind yourself of really what your values are in life. You know, each week plan an activity. We've got a great theater here on Vashon, and there's a lot of first-run movies. There's a lot of social events that go on there. Tuesday nights are more community-oriented, and a lot of companies here on the island you will find support with. There's a lot of fun activities here, a lot of good restaurants here on Vashon. So don't be afraid to go out and experiment. Or feel free to, you know, give us a call at Vashon Youth and Family Services. I'd be happy to sit down with you and have a conversation, even if you just want to kind of check in. And if you don't feel like coming to an agency to kind of have an assessment or check where you're at, well, you can do it on your own. There's a website called Check Your Drinking. So just do a Google search for Check Your Drinking, and it gives you an opportunity to go through a series of questions. And it's very short, maybe 3 to 5 minute questionnaire. Answer the questions honestly, and you'll find what your score is at the end to see if maybe you do have an issue or maybe you do have tendency to over-imbibe. So, I don't know. It's a very personal issue, and sometimes it's very kind of private. So I'm glad I had this time with you today. You may have heard something you maybe even didn't want to hear, but it might hit a little bit close to home. So I'm going to bid off for today, and I will look forward to seeing you and talking to you again next Tuesday and every Tuesday at 1:30, from 1:30 to 2. So feel free to tune in. It's KVHS 101.9 FM, or just go and download the app, voiceofvashon.org, and you can actually go into any episode of any of our shows, go into our archive page, and you'll be able to re-listen to any show you want and check it all out from there. All right. It's been a pleasure being with you. I love you all, and we're here to encourage you and support you in having a fun and fulfilled life.